Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, one of the captains of the New England Patriots, Dietrich Wise Jr. And Dietrich is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And Dietrich is with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Good morning, Mr. Wise. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Well, congratulations on being named a captain.
Captain-wise.
I think for those of us, Dietrich, on the outside world, it is a, oh, okay, those guys voted, da-da. But to you, inside the walls at Gillette, what does being named a captain mean to you?
It's really an honor, honestly, for my peers, my teammates, my guys, my friends, to think highly enough of me to vote me captain. To lead them this year.
So what's the craziest or dumbest request you've had from some of the other players who are not named captain? Has it been, hey, we want a certain restaurant for Friday meals? So have they already started asking you for stupid things yet? Like, what's the dumbest thing you've had yet?
They haven't.
No?
We haven't had anything yet right now.
All right. Wait, in the middle of the season, you're probably going to get a bunch of stupid things, and then you can share it with us.
Yeah.
I right. like it. So it's more than just music then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Captain Wise, because I feel like we should honor you with the captain title. Captain Wise.
I appreciate it.
We were just talking about the offensive line, and obviously you played against these guys all through camp, and you probably know what this offensive line can do better than anybody. So how concerned are you with how these guys will play on Sunday?
Not concerned, but we're definitely ready for a big challenge. It's going to be a gritty and very aggressive game. These guys are big. These guys are very aggressive, long, tall guys, do a great job of stopping people's rushes and stuff. So we have a big challenge ahead of us. We know what we can do. I believe in these guys in this locker room just as well. So it's going to be a great battle.
Dietrich, when you flip on the tape of the Philadelphia Eagles offense, what jumps out first to you?
Well, you know, how poised Jalen Hurts is in the pocket. He's a very poised quarterback. He, under pressure, down, minutes, seconds left on the clock, he's pretty much the same quarterback. So we got to make sure we just get him off his spot, get him unraveled as much as possible. And then as well as the big O-line, they also have a great receiving core. They have a number 6 and number 11. Both of those guys are tremendous, big catching ranges, fast guys. So we know we have to get the quarterback to stop him from throwing the ball. And if he does, we know we have a DBs who can spot those guys too.
DJ, when it comes to I guess, like your mental psyche, like your mental approach to this game, you have an offense that's explosive. You have a quarterback that can pretty much do everything. They're going to make plays. Like, how important is it for you just to, I guess, listen, not freak out and keep everybody calm, you know, and stay on course and keep the game plan going? How important is that for you guys to stay, you know, cool and, like, calm even when things get a little out of hand?
You know, we have great leaders on our team who keep everybody cool, calm, and collected. Doing when everything's flying, when the heat of the moment, if they score or if they have a big play, if they ever get something up on us, we always know the next play. You know, either don't let it happen again, or this is all they're going to get. You know, and we just keep our minds on what are we doing right now. We can't think too much about what already happened because it already happened. We don't only think about what's happening right now at this moment in time, and that's stopping the offense from gaining more yards or doing whatever they did last play again.
Dietrich Wise Jr., one of the captains of the New England Patriots, here with Gresh and Fourier on a Friday. Dietrich is with us on the Harbor One Hotline. The sort of quarterback wedge, let's call it, the way Philly ran their quarterback sneak was very polarizing last year. Curious for how you see that play, Dietrich, and maybe more importantly, what are some of the ways that you can stop it? Are you going to be there pushing Devon Godshall in the other direction?
Well, definitely. You know, that's a big challenge. Again, once again, I believe our defensive line was really good at stopping short yards plays, third down, and fourth and one plays as well. But also at the same time, their offense was pretty good doing the same thing. So it's going to be like two Rams going at it. a whole bunch of Rams just colliding at the same time, you know, a big, huge collision. And we had the big guys up front, LG, Lawrence Guy, Devon Godchild, B-Moore, myself, Dale Equale. We have big guys like that who can stalk these guys up front. And I'm really looking forward to seeing these guys get pushed back a little bit, you know. So that's our goal.
You know, Captain Wise, you've been around for a while, and you've seen some things. Your evaluation of Keon White, because he impressed a lot of us outside of your building in the preseason. Curious for how you see the rookie. He looks pretty versatile. They can put him anywhere almost. What do you see?
Yes, he's a very versatile player. He can be put in any position, anywhere on special teams or defense. He's a very fast, intelligent, and powerful player. And looking forward to seeing what him showcase himself during the season. Honestly, he's a great player.
He's got one of a pair of the biggest traps I think I've ever seen. How many shrugs does he do during the week?
Ginormous.
He's a strong guy. Yeah, he's a very strong guy.
As far as tackling quarterbacks go, right? How challenging is it just to bring a guy like Jalen Hurts down? Like, there's the shifty guy, there's just the straight line speed guy, then there's the guy that has both, which I feel like he has.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, with these mobile quarterbacks now emerging out of nowhere, we have to do a great job of controlling them in the pocket, keeping our feet, and just trying to put our chest on their chest or our chest on them, you know. And
is that the coaching point? Is that like, you know, is that the key?
Yeah, pretty much. If I had to tell any Pop Warner, high school, middle school, or college, or pro athlete, stay on your feet and try to put a body on a body. It comes a time where, like, if you try to, like, make a play and things happen, where you try to dive for them and they look like Superman hopping over your body, whatever the case is, and that's when they gain all them yards. But if you can stay on your feet and keep them either going backwards or going side to side, you know, they have nowhere to go.
Who's the toughest quarterback you've ever had to tackle?
Ooh,
it's a lot.
You could have said Tom Brady.
That is true.
Yeah, it's Brady. It's Brady.
I could never touch him. I could never touch him.
Whether it's a penny in practice or in a game, it's so hard to touch the guy. Obviously Brady is in the house, and you got to play with Tom Brady, Dietrich. Just, you know, some of the. I'm just curious, like, how did Brady impact you, whether it was direct one-on-one or just being around the guy? What are some of the memories, other than the wins and losses, that you take away from Tom Brady?
You know, he spoke to everybody in the building, called everybody by their names, or at least knew their names. He knew their teammates' names, the staff members, ladies in the cafeteria, the field crew. He was a very down-to-earth type person, which was very great. And then also, at the same time, his mindset going towards practice was I think, top tier. He wanted to dominate every practice, wanted to have a perfect execution from his plays to his assignments, everything. And I took that from him as well.
So my question is, my last one for you is, so obviously, Captain Wise, great job. It's an honor. Like, if you've ever been named a captain, it does feel special. Are you going to be walking out to midfield before the game? Because some guys don't want to do the whole coin toss thing. Will you be out there?
I will.
Okay. Who gets to, I guess you wouldn't call it because you're the visitor, or you're the home team. But when you guys do go on the road, have you guys had a discussion of who gets to, you know, call the coin flip? Because is that an elder statement thing for Slater?
Yeah, that's Slate. That's Slate. He'll have that job until he's not here no more.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm a big heads guy, no matter what. Heads all the way.
Yeah, if you ever talk to Slate, you have to listen to how he calls it.
How does he call it?
Yeah, like I said, you have to ask him. He has the whole thing about it.
Well, Slater's with Jones and Mega.
All right, we're going to get them to ask.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of this. By the way, do you get like a special captain's hat to walk around the locker room with, Dietrich, or no?
No, we don't.
There's no first mates or anything like that. Okay, I'm just, you know, making sure we can get all the captain references.
You get to see,
now.
Though, right? You get to see, right?
Yeah, one day I'm going to talk to Kraft. One day he can get us a yacht, you know, so I could be a real captain of a ship.
Ah, there you go. I love it. Dietrich Wise, hey, stay upright, stay healthy. Good luck on Sunday, and I know we'll talk to you again soon, Dietrich. Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good one.